Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're currently doing the subject called Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and we're doing part 14 today from the 17-part series, and the topic is called Hindrances to Your Prayer, or Blockages, or Diversions, or Roadblocks to Your Prayer. God's desire is to answer every prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 21, verse 22, "And all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive." What is a hindrance? A hindrance is something that stops us or blocks us from receiving from God. There are six great hindrances to prayer. The first one, doubt. Doubt is the thief of God's blessings. Some men doubt there is a God. They doubt he will perform his word. They doubt that he will respond to their prayers. Doubt comes from ignorance of God's word. The second great hindrance to prayer is called unbelief. Unbelief is when a man knows that there is a God, yet does not believe his word. He knows what the Bible says, but he has chosen to believe what he can see and feel instead. In other words, he's chosen to believe what his five physical senses say above the word of God. To expel doubt and unbelief, you must make God's word final authority in every matter in your life. In other words, first place and final authority. The third great hindrance to prayer is lack of knowledge of righteousness. The word righteousness means that you have a right standing to stand in the presence of Almighty God without a guilt conscience and in Satan's presence as a victor. We were made the righteousness of God when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness or the righteousness of God in him. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James chapter 5, verse 16. You have a God-given right to expect God to answer your prayer. The fourth great hindrance to prayer is ignorance of our right to use the name of Jesus. We have the authority to ask God to answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. John chapter 16, verse 23. The fifth great hindrance is unforgiveness and strife. Unforgiveness stops your prayer from working. In Mark chapter 11, verse 25, we read, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses." Unforgiveness begins at home between husband and wife to keep harmony. If a husband is not honoring his wife as he should, his prayers are hindered. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. The burden of harmony is not on the wife. The husband is the authority in the household. The power of God is available to the man and his wife who purpose to stay in harmony. What is strife? Strife is acting upon unforgiveness. As born in the emotions, to control your emotions, you must control your tongue. For where strife and envy is, there is confusion and every evil work. We see this in James chapter 3, verse 16. Satan can capture Christians at his will because of strife. 2 Timothy 2:26. The servant of God is told not to strive in 2 Timothy 2:21-24. Satan can shut down the gifts of the Spirit by causing strife and get people to walk out of love. Why faith works by love. The absence of strife is the key to getting rid of confusion and evil. It is predominant, primary prerequisite for answered prayer. The sixth great hindrance to prayer is lack of knowledge of fellowship. If you do not know the importance of a close, intimate fellowship with God, you will not likely see results in prayer. You can commune with God wherever you are and whatever you are doing. However, you must become quiet and spend quality time in his presence to hear his voice. We see this in 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. And truly, our fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Fellowship with the Father gives him opportunity to reveal his word to you by his Spirit. Fellowship brings intimacy and brings trust. Then fear and doubt are driven out. Through intimate fellowship, God will personally reveal his love to you. Fellowship with God through his word, because they are one and the same. God has joy when you spend time with him and in his presence. Once again, I thank you for being with me today through this part. The next part coming up is the part 15, and the topic is A Deeper Prayer Life. Thank you and God bless.